This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions, his household. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them all and to bless every one of us and to grant us goodness in this world and the next, to forgive our shortcomings, to forgive our weaknesses, to forgive us during this beautiful night of Ramadan and during this beautiful month of Ramadan. May Allah grant us the ability to change our lives. For indeed, the first verse that we heard this evening in Salatul Taraweeh was a verse of Surah Al-Anbiya, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us how we are not even thinking about the things we are supposed to be thinking about. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. The accounting of man is drawing so near, yet man is unfortunately turning away in oblivion, having forgotten. Man is not thinking of the fact that his death is so close. His hisab with Allah, his accounts with Allah so close, yet he is worried about everything else, subhanAllah. He is not thinking of the day that he is going to be reckoned, the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take account of every single thing. Allah says in another place in the Quran, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allah says, on that day when the books shall be placed in front of everyone, the criminals, those who did bad and evil, they will see their books and they will say, what is it with this book? It has left back no small thing, no big thing. Every small thing we did is in the book. Every big thing we did is in the book. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know what? We will not oppress anyone on this day. Their deeds will be in front of them present. You will be asked and I will be asked, do you deny any of these deeds? My brothers and sisters, we ask Allah to give us Jannah without reckoning. May Allah grant us the intercession of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For indeed, we say la ilaha illallah. We say Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believe it. We try our best. Brothers and sisters, try. Try harder every day. It's not good enough to sit back and think that, you know what, I'm okay, I'm fine. That's not good enough. The reality is I need to improve every day. If I'm fulfilling my salah today, 5 times a day, I need to look at how I can improve the quality of that prayer. For Allah indeed warns us, telling us, man is oblivious of the fact that his reckoning is very, very near. Brothers and sisters, how many of your friends, your family members, or those whom you know have passed away suddenly, without anyone warning them, without even sickness, suddenly they just went. Who says that it cannot be me or you? May Allah forgive us. May Allah grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Remember, pray for others as well, for Jannah, and Allah will give it to you too. Don't be selfish in your dua, my brothers and sisters. This is why Allah says another verse that we heard tonight in Surah Al-Anbiya. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every single soul shall taste death. Death has a taste. Allah says, ذَائِقَةٌ, which means they will taste it. You will taste death, I will taste it. May Allah make it easy for us the day that He takes us away, my brothers and sisters. It is a serious matter. Don't take it lightly. Sakarat, the pangs of death, are a reality. May Allah make it easy for us. May He take us away in a condition that He is pleased with us. If I were to ask you who wants to die, no one would want to die. But if I were to say, do you know the best death is that death wherein you die and Allah is happy with you, even if you are 20 years old, subhanAllah. Even if you are 40 years old or whatever your age is, if Allah takes you away while He is happy with you, wallahi, you have succeeded. Wallahi, you have succeeded. No matter what you leave behind, man is such that if you ask him, when do you want to die? He says, Sheikh, I still need to get married, Sheikh. After that, he gets married. You say, what about now? He says, Sheikh, I still need to have children, Sheikh. When he has children, what about now? My children still need to grow up, Sheikh. What about now? He says, now they need to get married, Sheikh. Say, okay, now your children are married. First it was about you getting married. Yes, now your children are married. What about now? He says, no, I need to see my grandchildren. Yahi, it does not stop. Allahu Akbar. After that, your grandchildren will get married. Then you want to see your great-grandchildren. Allah says, that's why we did not give you the choice. Inna ajalallahi idha jaa la yuakhkhar. When the fixed time of Allah comes, it will not be delayed, not by a moment. Allah knows when it's best for you to go. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for every one of us. So Allah says thereafter that, you know, on the day of judgment, we are going to place your deeds on some scales. Suratul Anbiya, we read the verse tonight. The deeds are weighed. I used to wonder when I was younger, how is Allah going to weigh the deeds? You know, deeds, how can they have a weight? I do a deed and it has a weight. You know what? Now that I've grown older and I've learned about megabytes, gigabytes, terabytes, etc., I know there is a weight for that which is information. That which you have, it has a weight, and it weighs perhaps not in kilograms, but in some form of weight. I call it spirobytes, spiritual bytes. That's what I call it. These spirobytes, my brothers and sisters, you don't know which deed has the amount of weight that Allah has kept for it. Sometimes there is a small thing we do. It is very heavy on the scale for Allah. Sometimes a small bad which we do is very heavy. So therefore, do not underestimate the value of a deed, good or bad. Stay away from bad, no matter how small it is. And try and do good, no matter how small it is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us on that day. Allah says, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِن كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. On that day, Allah says, we will place the scales of justice and nobody will be oppressed at all. Allah says, even if there is a deed, an atom's weight, a mustard seed's weight worth of a deed, we will bring it. We will put it on the scale. Nobody will be oppressed. May Allah make it easy for us. May Allah make it easy for every one of us. I sit myself embarrassed of the bad I've done in my life, but I am hopeful in the mercy of Allah. Allah, if He did not embarrass me in this world, He will not embarrass me in the hereafter. We need to have hope, my brothers and sisters, in the mercy of Allah. You look at the pages of the Quran, every part out of the 30 parts of the Quran speaks about the mercy of Allah. No part has forgotten the mercy of Allah. Have you thought of it? We know there are 30 Jews in the Quran. Every Jews, you will find Ghafoor, Rahim, Ghaffar, Tawwab, and so on. So many of these beautiful names. Smile, my brothers and sisters. You are part of the ummah, of the greatest of creation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You worship your maker alone. That is enough to have hope in Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Jannatul Firdaus. We move to a beautiful story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, showing the power of Allah. Brothers and sisters, many of us go through problems. All of us, in fact. These problems and hardships are of different levels. Sometimes we think this will not be able to resolve. Sometimes we start losing a little bit of hope because we become weak. Sometimes we, may Allah forgive us, weak people begin to question the authority and power of Allah. Sometimes when Allah tests you with a big problem and you are making dua, you call out to Allah for 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, and you are not seeing a solution. You need to know Allah knows you personally and your problem better than you do. He knows that it's not good for you right now for me to take what you want to give, to take it away if it is bad, or to give you if it is good. We know that it's not good for you. How you are right now, we love it. That's Allah. You need to trust Him. But Allah is all powerful. Do not allow the delay of the response of your dua in accordance with what you want make you become weak in your link with Allah. Make you start questioning the power and authority of Allah. Some people are sick and ill. And you know what? They start saying, I'm calling out to Allah to cure me, but He's not curing me. Subhanallah, the hadith says, يُسْتَجَابُ لِأَحَدِكُمْ مَا لَمْ يَسْتَعْجِلْ قِيلَ وَمَا الْإِسْتِعْجَالُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ أَنْ يَقُولَ دَعَوْتُ فَلَمْ يُسْتَجَبْ لِي. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, all of you have your du'as responded by Allah. For as long as you don't make haste. So the Sahaba asked, what do you mean by making haste? He said, making haste is to say, I've called out to Allah, but he didn't reply to me. That is making haste. Wait, you called out to Allah. The dua has plugged in already. Allah has it. He has received that dua. He has responded to it, but at his time, not at your time. So Allah says about Ibrahim alayhi salam, showing you the power of Allah. Allah says his people cast him into a fire, but we told the fire not to burn him. I want to tell you something amazing. Listen to the verse. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. We told the fire to become cold and to be a means of the peace of Ibrahim. So not only was the fire cold, but it burnt the ropes with which he was tied. But it did not burn his clothing. Subhanallah. Allah chose what it should burn, what it should not burn. He was tied. If you are tied, you are not at peace. Allah told the fire, make him at peace. So the fire was cool for him, but it burnt the ropes. The ropes came out. He walked out of the fire like nothing happened. Wallahi, they saw the miracle, but they still did not believe. How many of us, we see, we witness, we know, but our iman is weak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen us and grant us goodness in the dunya as well as in the akhirah. Then I want to draw to your attention something amazing about dua. Didn't I say moments ago, we call out to Allah sometimes and we tend to lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Look at the prophets of Allah. Do you not agree they were chosen by Allah? They were the best of their people. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the best not only of this ummah, but the best of entire creation, being the final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know every one of them, Allah made them go through what we would term hardship and difficulty because Allah loved them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ عَبْدًا إِبْتَلَاهُ. When Allah loves someone, He tests him. He puts difficulty, hardship in his life in order for him to come closer and closer to Allah. So the messenger, peace be upon him, was asked, O messenger, who is tested the most? He said, the prophets of Allah. They are given the most test. The most difficult time is for the prophets of Allah. Then who else has all these tests? He says, then those who are closest to them and the ones who are closer. Which means thereafter the other and the other. Thank Allah when you have problems in your life. Thank Allah when you have difficulties in your life. Because Allah is softening you. He is making you confirm within your heart that there is none equal to Allah. He is the all-powerful. We are weak. No matter what, you are weak. Sometimes you go to the doctor, he says, I don't know. Sometimes you go to another one, he says, I cannot diagnose. Then you go to a third and a fourth until no one knows what's wrong with you. You know why? Allah says, you haven't yet turned to me. I am the boss. I am the owner. I made you. I created you. Turn to me. That's what I want you to do. Your money, it won't avail. Your authority, your looks, your youth, your power, your energy, who you know, who you don't know, it will not help you. What will help you is when you know Allah. تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. Get close to Allah during your days of ease, when nothing is wrong. Get close to Allah. When you come into hardship, Allah will get close to you. Allah will get close to you. My brothers and sisters, look at the prophets of Allah. Every one of them called out to Allah. They did not lose hope. They enjoyed what Allah put in their path. وَنُوحًا إِذْ نَادَى مِن قَبْلُ. Remember Noah, Nuh, peace be upon him, when he called out to us. He made a dua. He prayed to us. He asked us to do certain things. We answered him. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Allah says we answered him. وَزَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى. Remember Zakaria, the prophet, when he called out to us, he didn't have children. Many of us don't have children. May Allah bless you all with children. And those who have children from amongst us, may Allah make them the coolness of our eyes. Ameen. Zakaria alayhi salam called out to Allah, not once, many times. Allah says we responded to him. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَى. We answered him, we gave him a gift of a child, we called him Yahya. MashaAllah. So he also, he was the messenger of Allah. But he called out to Allah because Allah held back something for a while. When Allah knew it was right, Allah gave him. When Allah holds something back from you, it's the mercy of Allah. It's not the anger or the punishment. You be calm, you be happy. That's Allah. Then Allah says, so many others. Look at Yunus alayhi salam. وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَن لَّن نَّقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى. Yunus alayhi salam, when he went away, he was upset with the people. He went away. And he thought to himself, well, Allah won't punish me. I tried my best with my people. But he was eaten by a fish, as we know, and swallowed by that fish. He made a dua. He called out to Allah, oh Allah. In fact, he was so embarrassed. He didn't even say much. He just said, oh Allah, I did wrong. You know what he says? La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. There is none worthy of worship besides you. You see, I was telling you to declare the greatness of Allah. He says, oh Allah, you are the one, the only one. You are the only one, oh Allah. Nobody can help me. You alone can help me, oh Allah. I was wrong. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I was wrong. That's all. Subhanallah. Allah says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We answered him. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. We removed him from the distress that he was in. Are you distressed? The answer is sometimes yes. Well, call out to Allah in that way. You know why? Immediately after that, Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In the same way that we saved Yunus, we save those who believe from distress. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. We move on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the end of Surah Al-Anbiya. Brothers and sisters, soften your hearts. Solve your problems with your enemies. Resolve your matters with your brothers and sisters. Life is too short. Life is too short. Don't hold grudges. Allah tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Muhammad, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have only sent you as a means of mercy for all the worlds. Mankind, jinnkind, all the generations, all the creatures, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, we sent you only as a mercy and nothing else. Every aspect of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mercy for every one of us. But we are not even merciful to each other. We are not merciful to our parents, our children. May Allah make us from amongst those whose hearts are softened. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every one of us. Look at this, the greatest of all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, we sent you as a mercy, as a mercy. Not just for those around you, but for all to come. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wallahi, he was recognized by the other creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was recognized by the trees. He was recognized by the earth that he walked on. He was recognized by the stones and the rocks. He says, wallahi, inni la'arifu hajaran bimakkata kana yusallimu alayhi. He says, wallahi, I knew a stone in Mecca. When I used to pass, it used to greet me. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. The messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us his company and companionship in the akhirah. There is one quality you need if you want to be with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hereafter. One major quality that you need that the sahaba had. What was it? When you hear something declared by Allah and his messenger, you don't delay in obeying it. Then you will be in his company. Because the companions, people say, I wish I was a sahabi. I say, thank Allah you were not. Because if you were, you might have been on the wrong side. We might have been hypocrites. May Allah forgive us. When the messenger tells us something, we say, I'll think about it. I'll think about it. That's what we do today. When we hear what is right and wrong, We think about it. We don't come and do it. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. A true believing male or female, they know that when the messenger, when Allah and His messenger have declared something, they have no choice in that regard. They don't feel in their hearts that we have a choice, because Allah, my beloved maker and my beloved messenger, they have told me to do something, I will do it. May Allah grant us steadfastness and strength. We move on to the next surah, Surah Al-Hajj. The opening of that surah is very, very vivid. It has a description of the day of Qiyamah, yet it is Surah Al-Hajj. When you go for Hajj, what do you see? You see millions of people all in white cloth. When you are buried, what color is the cloth that you are buried in? Subhanallah, preferably white. You have these pieces of cloth. When you go for Hajj, you are standing in Arafah with two pieces of cloth as well. And what are you doing? You are asking Allah for one thing. It is forgiveness. Forgiveness meaning Jannah. The two are connected. The hadith says, "Man hajja," whoever makes Hajj and they have not committed immorality or vulgarity or anything evil and sinful during Hajj, رَجَعَ كَيَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ, he will come back from Hajj as clean as the day his mother gave birth to him. Subhanallah. But there is something amazing. Allah says on the day of judgment, when that trumpet is blown, just prior to the day of judgment, when the trumpet is blown to depict the end of everything, Allah says, إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. That hour of the tremor is something massive. It is a big event. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا, the day that you will see it. تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ, the breastfeeding mom will forget that which she is doing. She will forsake the child. Why is that example given? Because the closest connection is between a mother and a suckling child at the moment of suckling. Very close relation. If the mother is in distress, the child can feel that. And a mother will never stand up and start running and forget about the child. But Allah says, on that day, that is what will happen. Why? Allah says, وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. Anyone who is carrying a child in their wombs will suddenly deliver. Premature. Premature birth. That's what we call it. But in Allah's terms, there was a loud noise. The trumpet was blown. Such a huge sound that it initiated the contractions that resulted in the delivery of the child almost instantly. And the last part of that verse, Allah says, وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. The people will be running around helter-skelter as though they are drunk, intoxicated, but they will not really be drunk. Imagine Allah is describing for us what's going to happen. May Allah make it easy for us. Allah ends there by saying, وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. Indeed, the punishment of Allah is very, very severe. As much as we talk about the mercy of Allah, Allah reminds us, you know what? The punishment is a reality. And Allah says, be careful of that day. Be careful of that day. That's why Allah says, do not be from among those who only worship us when times are good and forgets us when times are bad. A verse we read tonight. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ, Surah Al-Hajj. Allah says, from among the people, there are some people who worship Allah on edge. What is the meaning of on edge? فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ. When good happens, when things are smooth, they are cool, they are okay with it. They are fine. They are good people. They are close to Allah. When something bad happens, when things don't go their way, they turn away from Allah. A mu'min, we are supposed to become closer to Allah when we have problems. And inshallah, I hope that is happening to every one of us. When something goes wrong, we should come to the masjid. Not to say that when it was right, we didn't come. But when it is wrong, we improve on the bad that we had. We were not so regular, we became more regular. Why? Allah put a problem in my life. No one can solve it besides Allah. Let me go to Allah. That's a mercy of Allah. It's a gift of Allah for you. Subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be from among those. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us from those who worship Him on edge. And this is why, my brothers, my sisters, the true believers are described. Those who are of good fortune, they are the ones who are the winners. Who are they? You want to be a winner? There is a verse in Surah Al-Hajj that explains to you who the winners are. الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ Those whom, whenever Allah is mentioned, their hearts tremble. They become softened. You hear a good lecture calling you to Allah, Quran, Sunnah, your heart is trembling. Your heart is softened. You feel good. You feel motivated to do good. When you hear the words of Allah, the verses of Allah are recited, your hair stands. You get goosebumps. That's a very, very good sign. It's a sign that you are a mu'min. When Allah's verses are read in front of you, and it does something inside your heart, it is a sign that there is hope. May Allah grant us that hope. It is a sign. We are here in the masjid, in the house of Allah. For what? To listen to the word of Allah. If I was here talking about football, we would go away. Well, mind you, I don't know. Some of the youngsters might want to know about football. But we are not here for that. It's a totally different platform. It is something that we are not going to discuss in depth. Never. But what we want to do, we want to get close to Allah. All of us. There is hope. We are good people. Shaitan is bad. Remember this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those whom, when Allah is mentioned, something happens to their hearts. Very good sign. One tick off, inshallah. May Allah grant that to us. وَالصَّابِرِينَ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَهُمْ The second quality. Those who have patience regarding what Allah has inflicted them with. When Allah chose that a loved one had to go, you did not question Allah. You said, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ إِنَّا لِلَّهِ مَا أَخَذْ وَلَهُ مَا أَعْطَى وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى When Allah took something away from you, you did not question Allah, but rather you surrendered to the decree of Allah. الصابرين على ما أصابهم والمقيم الصلاة The third quality, those who establish their salah under all circumstances. No matter what, your five prayer, you don't lose it. Five. Subhanallah. You never miss the prayer, no matter what. Come rain, come sunshine, you are there. Allah says, look, I'm ticking them off. The first quality, your heart is softened with the remembrance of Allah. The second quality, you bear patience upon the calamities that Allah places in your life. The third quality, you fulfill your salah. The final quality, those who spend from what Allah gave them in a good cause. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ Those who spend what Allah gave them. You have wealth, you have goodness, Allah is watching. You have one of two options. You can either use it correctly or you can amass it and use it in the wrong way. What benefit is your wealth when you have just made it into millions and billions? I watched a few days ago a short clip on a very, very wealthy man, a billionaire who passed away, leaving behind billions. What happened to his money? I would have rather he spent it in his life than to have left it behind. No one's going to do anything with it. It might go here, go there. If it goes into charity after you die, they took it, not you. You didn't give it. I'd rather give it while I'm alive. I'm okay. I do deeds. Many of us make one big mistake. After you die, they start drilling boreholes on your name. They start building masjids on your name. Do it while you are alive, my brothers and sisters. Yes, it is okay to give out a sadaqah. But why are we trained to only do it for dead people? Do it for yourself while you are alive. Subhanallah. May Allah make it easy for us. Give. Take out from your pocket, no matter what. Give to a charitable cause. You know what Allah will do for you? He will give you what you are looking for. Other people are looking for food and drink. They are looking for shelter and clothing. They are looking to fulfill their necessities. If you made something easy for them, I swear by Allah, He will make things easy for you in whatever way you wish. Just a matter of time. So these are four qualities that are mentioned here. And I want to end by making mention of the last few verses. Some of us might have heard the term dhubab being read. In the last few verses of this surah, beautiful surah, Surah Al-Hajj. Allah says, Ya ayyuhannas, O people, I want to show you who is powerful here. O Allah, you have revealed these verses. Grant us the ability to understand your greatness. Allah wants us to understand the greatness of His through an example of one of the smallest creatures of His. Ya ayyuhan nasu duriba mathalun fastami'u lah. O people, not just the believers, O people, all of you, I challenge you, Allah says. There is an example that I've given. I want you to listen to it, Allah says. Istami'u lah. Inna alladhina tad'una min duni Allah. Those whom you are calling out to besides Allah. You want to make dua to someone besides Allah. You want to make ibadah to someone besides Allah. Allah is telling you, those whom you call out to besides Allah, they cannot create a fly. They cannot create a fly. That's number one. They cannot create a fly. The one whom you call out to in dua, whether it is a stick or a stone or a tree or whatever else, tell them or tell that thing to create a fly for you. It won't come. Allah is telling you in Surah Al-Hajj, they will not create a fly. And then Allah says, hang on, not just them. If all of them gathered together, they all came together, they will still not create that fly. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Even if they gathered to create one fly, they won't do it. And Allah says, hang on, not only that. وَإِن يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوهُ مِنْهُ. Allah says, you know what? If a fly were to sit and to take something away from them, they will never ever be able to get it back. Never ever. No. Subhanallah. It is scientifically proven that when a fly sits on your sugar and takes away some of it, it's already changed and transformed in a way, there is no chance on earth that you're going to get that back from the fly. Allah tells you, ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. Both are weak, this one and that one. What do you want? Turn to Allah. Turn to Allah. Allah says, you're turning to everyone besides Allah. It's a bigger problem than your problem. Turn to Allah. My brothers and sisters, a beautiful evening of Ramadan. I am humbled by being allowed by Allah to stand in front of you and to be speaking to you this evening. I ask Allah to grant me steadfastness. I ask Allah to open the doors of guidance for myself and to keep them that way, and for every one of us and all those who may hear this later. May Allah bless you all. May Allah grant us Jannah. No matter what, we want to be together in Jannah. Jannah is not a small place. No. Jannah is not like here where we are, that we are struggling for parking. Subhanallah. You know, someone might push you this way, that way. Subhanallah. No. Jannah is so broad. Ardu has samawatu wal ardu. The broad, broad Jannah is broader than the earth and the heavens put together. Each one of us, the worst from amongst us, the hadith says, his own Jannah, Jannah means a garden. His own garden will be 10 times more than the whole earth and everything that it ever had for one person. May Allah grant that to us. So when you make dua, say, oh Allah, grant me Jannah. And all these people, grant them Jannah. Oh Allah, the people I don't get along with, give them Jannah. Yesterday I was telling someone that, you know, even if the guy I really don't like is my neighbor in Jannah, I don't mind for as long as I am there. If I am there, khalas, whatever else, whoever else is there, by the way, ya akhi, don't worry. We will have a good heart. We will have a very good heart. We will love each other. Here in the dunya, there is small jealousy, small envy, few issues here and there. We don't get along. We have disagreements. Wallahi, if Allah tells you, I'm going to give you Jannah, but that guy you really don't like, he's going to be your neighbor. Say, oh Allah, I don't mind. I just need to be there. Imagine if you say, no, what will happen? Okay, in that case, there is another place besides Jannah that we have also created. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.